Հանուն Հոր եւ Որդվո եւ Հոգուին Սրբո, Ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear how Christ says, "Therefore consider carefully how you listen." And to truly understand what Christ is saying in this gospel passage, we need to read a little bit before that. If we go before that in the gospel, we see that Christ gives a parable. He says a parable to his disciples, and he explains that there are four types of soil that seed can fall upon. The first one is it falls upon the hardened path. And he says that seed is trampled upon and is picked up and eaten by the birds of the air. Some seed falls on rocky ground and it is scorched by the sun because it cannot take root. There's others that fall upon the ground, take a little bit of root, but then all of a sudden they are devoured and choked by the thorns around it. And then he goes on to say that the fourth type of soil in which the seeds can fall upon is the good soil. It takes root, it grows, and it bears fruit. This parable, though, is unique because this is one of the very few parables in which Christ explains what it means. Right after this, we read, he says that the hardened path are just like those people who have hardened minds and hearts, and they are closed to the word of God. The rocky soil is those people that receive the word of God, but they don't do anything about it. They listen, and they say, that's nice, and they continue with their lives. The third type are the ones that receive it, and they try to do things, but they allow the world's worries, riches, and pleasures to choke the word of God in their lives, so they can't do anything. And the fourth soil, the fourth type of person, is that person that receives the word of God, hearing it, keeping it, and with patience ultimately bears fruit. The question then is, which dirt, which hole, which ground are we? And as Sarkis just said, he's the third, as many of us are. Many of us, myself included, fall into one of the first three categories of being either the hardened path, the rocky ground, or the ground that is full of thorns. No matter how much we try and we strive to be that fourth ground, the good soil, the soil that takes the word of God, lets it take root, and then eventually grow. But so often we find ourselves in the situation of being closed to God's word and not listening to it, not being prepared for it. For whatever reason in our lives, things have happened and we are closed off to God because we are not happy with where we are in life. So often we listen and we hear God's word, but we are not able to do anything about it. We feel we are incapable of doing things, and we just sit back and let it dry up in our lives. So often we take the word of God, we allow it to somewhat sprout, but then we let the worries, anxieties, pleasures, and temptations of this world strangle the word of God and our faith in our lives. We also allow ourselves to think more about the worries in our lives. We worry so much and we think about the bills, work, money, relationships, health, friendships, marriages, our children's education, our children, sports, even the upcoming elections. We think more about those things than about the word of God. And the reality is, the more we think about those things, the less we have to focus and hear what God is saying to us. How do we become the good soil is the question. And the answer is very easy, but it's very difficult to do. We have to first pay attention. We are so distracted in the world we live today that our attention is being pulled in every direction, and we don't pay attention enough. The gospel reading, no matter where it is read or when it is read, no matter what service, whether it be the divine liturgy, a baptism, a wedding, a funeral, or it be at a home blessing or a grave blessing, no matter when it is, it is always preceded by the following words. The deacon says, "Proskoume," which is a Greek word, and it means attention, pay attention. And in all the ancient churches, we still use this word, "Proskoume." If you go to the Coptic church, you may not understand any word in their service except for "Proskoume" and "Amen." Those are the only words I understood when I went. But it means to pay attention. And then it also says, the deacon, "Listen in fear." Listen in fear, which is followed by the choir and the people saying, "Ase astvad," God speaks. Very important, because it is not the deacon that speaks, it is not the priest that speaks, it is God who is speaking at that moment. So we need to pay attention. Second, once we hear the word, we need to meditate upon it in our hearts and in our minds. And ask ourselves, what is God saying to me? What does God want me to do? In our lives, we have everybody wanting us to do everything. We want our wife, or our husband, or our kids, or our parents, or our boss, or our derai, or the politicians, or anybody. They all want us to do things. But very seldom do we ask ourselves, what does God want us to do? What does God want me to do today after hearing his message? This is something we need to meditate and ask ourselves every time. And then the third thing we need to do is act upon it. Do something with it. Translate what we have heard and what we have thought and put it to action. And when we do that, we allow the Holy Spirit to water the seeds and bear fruit. And just as we heard in today's gospel reading, Christ says, "My mother and my brothers and my sisters are those who hear the word of God and do it. It is then that we become the family of God." So I ask and I pray that we strive to be better listeners to the word of God, that we try our best to be that good soil, not allowing the thorns of this world and the worries and the temptations that exist to choke the word of God in our lives. But probably most importantly, I pray that we are given the strength, the courage, and the wisdom to put God's word to action so that he may be glorified in all that we do. Amen.